you know about the God of War series?
Yeah.
You're caught up with all of Kratos' game installment?
I haven't played Ragnarok.
Ragnarok? Okay, it's cool. Four is fine. He's pretty much the same as far as what I'm about to talk about.
Okay.
First of all, I think Kratos, not that he can't die, but I think he won't die until he feels like dying.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, until he's ready to just not live anymore, I don't think he would die. Even though I believe he can die. God of War has proven that it doesn't make a difference what type of entity you are. You can die.
Yeah.
Especially if Kratos is behind the wielding item that's doing it to you. Mm-hmm. That's killing you.
I think Kratos also has a really cold line where he's like, death can have me when it's earned me.
Oh! Oh my goodness. When death proved to me that he's worthy of taking my life, that's when...
Boy.
Now, that also being said, I believe he's on par with Superman when it comes to strength. Well, hold on. That's a bit much. Okay. I didn't even say that's a bit much because the Hulk would probably demolish Superman, in my opinion, if not put up an extremely, extremely good fight. And I think Kratos can go up against the Hulk with just as ease as going up against anything else he's been up against.
That's fair.
That being said, that tower, what is it, the Tree of Life, is, or all the realms, that right there, that's the idea that I'm coming from. When he flipped it like it's a coin. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay.
Yeah, he does. Okay. I see what you're saying. I think some versions of Superman Kratos could probably go toe-to-toe with. But the problem with Superman and trying to put him up against other characters is the way that Superman was written in the beginning is that he is just as strong as that he needs to be in any particular situation. And
yes,
I'm actually not the biggest fan of like Western comics anymore. One part because I was so tired of reading like Batman and then someone saying something and then there was an asterisk with a footnote that says, if you don't understand this, read Batgirl number whatever. And I was like, I don't want to spend more money to understand what this person is talking about in this one panel. And so I'm just going to stick to manga where it's just one cohesive story. Like you can pick up at One Piece, chapter one, read it all the way up to chapter 1087, and not have to go and pick up other books of anything else, you know?
Like
that is the most recent chapter of One Piece that came out is 1087.
Well, you know America's gotta be capitalist for everything.
That is
for
true.
Everything.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we actually gonna make you pay for the next 5 panels.
DLC, bro, for the comic.
Exactly. DLC for the comic book. Physical comic book. Physical. But what you just said about Superman, that's the same thing I get for Kratos. Like, because when you think about it, he's only as strong as what he needs to be in the moment that he's in. Because if he can flip that freaking tower like a coin, he shouldn't be struggling to open a chest of any sort.
Right.
So
so do you think Kratos could hold a black hole in his hand like this?
Hey, probably once he get a feel of how strong he needs to be.
Nah, that's
to
true.
If
he's protecting Atreus, maybe.
Oh yeah. His newfound source of reason to live.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
And it seems like he's sincerely in care of Atreus' livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, a lot of that can be Well, I ain't even gonna, I'm not even going to use that because that's taken away from his growth, his accountability and growth. Because I was going to say, a lot of that can be from him. This is his second chance at fatherhood. But I just thought about like, I think that's just, that'll be taken away from the growth of him because he is, to me, he's developed more than any other character in video game world to me.
He is exceptionally written. And you're right, I can't think of any other character that has really good character development like Kratos does in any other game. Yeah. Master Chief? Nah.
I don't even know too much about Halo. I've beaten the first two, I think maybe three, but I wasn't paying attention to the story, so my uncle wanted somebody to play with him.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, but that's about it. Like, you know, he's just a Spartan. He's like a genetically engineered human who's super strong and happens to be the main character. Like, that's just about it.
I think he's black. I believe he's a black guy, too.
Master Chief?
Yeah, I believe he's a black guy. In the first one, I think they showed him as a kid soldier. Aren't they taking him as kids in that story?
Yeah, they are like at a really young age.
I believe as a kid soldier they had they showed him, but I don't think they showed like his face or anything.
It's really interesting you say that. No, it's okay. It's interesting you say that because I actually read something in the past year or so is they intentionally left Master Chief's identity out of the first game because you were supposed to be Master Chief.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they showed that cutscene as a kid, and he had a skin of color.
I'll have to replay the first one because I can't remember any cutscene like that. I remember just at the end of the game, like you get off the Maw, you get off the planet, and Cortana's talking to you, and Chief goes to take off his helmet, but then it just zooms out of the Pelican. And then you don't see his face. That's the only cutscene I can remember from Halo. But I'm here for it. I'm not saying no, Chief can't be black. No, why? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. I ain't saying you like that. You're not a mermaid hater at all, are you?
No, not at all. Not at all, dude.
I mean, she does dwell in an area where there is a lot of color.
How could she not be? Like, the sun refracts through the water.
You know, you don't hear too many light-skinned people in the Caribbeans and
you
all
really
that.
You really know. Not at all.
For you to be crying about something that's really fiction.
Bro, so I used to work at the movie theater, right? And, when they first started doing the live action Disney movies, Cinderella was the first one, and I had a bunch of people who were upset about it, white people, because it wasn't a musical.
Because that's the main thing I hate about Disney movies is the music. Singing to it. Yeah. You crying because you know it's a story, right? It's a story to this, not just music.
Yeah, exactly.